It is a pleasure, nonetheless, to be invited and to share the plight of the people of Afghanistan and to give a realistic assessment of what is going on in Afghanistan. Of course, now we come to the fraud. I call it fraud because that is indeed nothing but fraud. The issue of reconstruction. This word reconstruction and development is nothing but an illusion, a dream, if you will. Because statistical data show us that 86 cents of every dollar that's supposedly donated to Afghanistan has not left the American economy. It went straight from the USAID to the bank account of the consulting firm, NGOs, or UN organizations. Compared to the so-called reconstruction, military spending by far outpaces development and reconstruction spending by a colossal percentage of 900%. So, consequently, in Afghanistan, there is a doctor for every 7,066 Afghans, while one soldier, one international soldier, for every 742 Afghans. Hey, now that's very interesting. This is the tools of liberation and democracy and all that rubbish that they talk about. The Americans and their allies, and they claim each time they use these tools of democracy and liberation and reconstruction, they kill insurgents and so forth. But they haven't done anything. This is an example. This is a very graphic picture. I'm sorry. And some of you, if you can see it, you can turn around. Even though bombs are used to destroy people, but bombs that are being used have nuclear material, uranium bombs, depleted as well as non-depleted uranium. Non-depleted uranium is comparable to natural, but having quantities of uranium-236, which is an isotope, man-made isotope. Someone cannot claim, no, this is from Earth or from the mountains. Uranium-236 is created when the enrichment process of uranium ore is done. When it's all the impurities is extracted, in the process uranium-236 is made. Uranium, depleted uranium, is mostly uranium-238. As you can see the percentage, most uranium is actually uranium-99.27. But non-depleted uranium has a higher percentage of uranium-235. Which is an isotope used in nuclear bombs. U.S. says there's no relation between depleted uranium and cancer or non-depleted uranium cancer, when in fact, Dr. Harry Sharma of Canadian Radio Chemist confirmed linking tissue samples of 38 dead Iraqis from Basra using a super sensitive instrument known as mass spectrometer. He found DU in the lungs, thoracic lymph nodes, in kidney, and livers of the dead people, further establishing that those cancers, those conditions were related to the uranium munitions. Afghans, Balkans, and Iraqis share almost identical diseases and deformities. You see, if you go to Dr. Durakovich is a doctor of the Uranium Medical Research Center who was in charge of the Gulf War Syndrome in Pentagon, who was the U.S. military man, a colonel of the U.S. military forces. He took samples of soldiers, but they stole it from his lab. He sent people to Afghanistan and brought urine samples, water samples, and soil samples. And they found in Afghan population uranium particles to be higher average 300 to 400%, and one case even had as high as 2,000%. And the sample also had man-made isotope, uranium-236. Now, to fully understand, uranium munitions, particles, dust, they create congenital deformities never seen before, but at the same time, they serve as catalyst in increasing what's known deformities. If, let's say, an X deformity was one such deformity in 1,000 people, in 10,000 people, uranium isotopes increase that probability by 10-fold, 20-fold, 100-fold. And if types of condition then and now. In Kuram village, Surkhurd district of Nangarhar province, a lot of people died in the initial bombing without physical injury. They had no physical injury. They simply expired, died. Afghan fighters and civilian vomiting blood, urinating blood, and defecating blood when they were in the battlefield. Spontaneous abortions among women and animals in Tora Bora area. In the Pacher Wa'agam district near Tora Bora, women would collapse and died after experiencing small amount of anger. They would suddenly get into a spontaneous rage and they would collapse. Kabul, Pakti, among other places, a lot of deformed genitalia, absence of anus in newly born, increased mental retardation in Paktia, Nangarhar, Bagram, Mazar-e-Sharif, Kunduz, skin lesions leading to death in most cases, rupture of internal organs among newly born as well as those who are in bombed areas. These were the weapons used, these various types of uranium bombs, they call smart bombs, as well as thermobaric bombs in Afghanistan. This is the map of Afghanistan. The red spots are all the heavily contaminated areas where most of the bombing has taken place, and as they continuously do take place as time goes on around all those areas. Solution to the problem of Afghanistan, it's an easy said than done, of course. They have to stop the bombing. Every day they add to the problems. Every day they do these dreadful things. Reconciliation and compromise we need to do. They have to, the foreign forces eventually have to go out. Before they go out, they have to be in their barracks, and Afghans have to resolve their differences through their own traditional institution of jirga. Jirga is an assembly at the village level, at the district level, at the region level, at the province level, and at the national level. Elders. And in Afghanistan, there's a potential of change in 2009. There is election, presidential election in 2009. In 2009, there's a presidential election in Afghanistan. I'm going to run in that election. I will be representing the disenfranchised and the poor, the homeless and the hopeless. I will become their hope. I will become their servant. Because to me, my life, my blood, and my soul is Afghanistan. Thank you. I'm done here.